Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy, and I am pleased to bring to you the 9th and 10th Mishnah of the 5th chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, hilveini kor chitim, v'ani etincha l'goren. You can't loan somebody a commodity for the later return of the same amount of commodity. We spoke about this in the previous Mishnah. So you can't say, all right, listen, I want to borrow right now, I don't have any wheat, give me a big bundle of wheat and I'll pay you back the same size bundle at a later time. And that's because, since prices generally go up, that barrel that you're taking is ostensibly worth, let's say, $100, but by the time you return it, it'll be, let's say, worth $110, and therefore, while it may not be interest from the Torah, it's an avak interest, it's the residue of interest, and the rabbis prohibited it. However, aval, omer lo, hilveini ad shuvo b'ni ad shem tzamavteach. Loan me the goods, let's say the barrel of wheat, until my son comes home, until I could find the key. And the implication is this guy has its own goods. He has wheat, but it's locked up with a key that he can't find, or his son has the key, he simply can't catch it. So since he already has the money, he can borrow something that he already has, and since theoretically he could pay it back to the person who's loaning him the money immediately, if only he could break into his storeroom, therefore the future increase in the amount is not considered rabbinic interest. The Gemara does get into issues of how it's possible if the person still works, if the person doesn't have as much wheat in his container as he's borrowing, but nonetheless, the idea is since he actually does have some wheat, therefore it's an okay transaction, you don't have to worry about rebate. Hillel Oser, Hillel says, no, it's not okay. And therefore, he says that the following case is also not okay. V'chenaya Hillel Omer, and Hillel is what Hillel used to say. Lo talve isha kikar lechevrata ach teasan adamim. A woman shouldn't loan a loaf of bread to her friend without establishing a market value, a price for that bread, which means don't loan loaf for loaf. If you want to say, I'm going to give you a loaf and you have to pay me back the equivalent of loaf as the market changes, so I'm going to give you $100 worth of bread and you have to give me back $100 of bread, then you're fine because the market price is set. However, you can't do what the Mishnah said, which was to loan item for item. Why? The price of wheat may go up, and therefore you're going to enter into an interest situation. We do not follow Hillel in these cases, but if you, the borrower, has a potential for bread or wheat or whatever it is in your storehouse, you just can't get to it now, there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit from a friend and then saying, I'll pay you back at a later time once I get what is already mine. And now we go on to Mishnah Yud, which states a few other interesting forms of rabbinic interest prohibitions. Not actual interest, and we'll see, not really the kind of interest that the rabbis have been talking about, but interesting variations. Omer Adam l'chaveiro nachesh imi ve'enachesh imcha, ader imi ve'ader imcha. So a person can say, you help me weed my property today, and I'll weed with you yours tomorrow. Or dig up the stones with my property today, and I'll help you dig up the stones out of your farm, your property tomorrow. So this is okay. And even though it's theoretical that tomorrow the work will be harder, and therefore you'll be paying back with something which is theoretically more expensive, more has a higher market value than what you gave up today, you don't have to worry about something like that. It's an equal, it's equal for equal, and you can do it. However, you can't say, weed with me today on my property, and I'll dig out the stones with you on your property, or vice versa, since the amount of work is not equivalent, so therefore you could be doing lighter work today and then for a guy, and then he'll be paying you back with harder work tomorrow, and that's not okay, neither for you to do, nor for the other person to do. Kol yamei garid echad, kol yamei revi echad. So when you are doing the same kind of work for the guy, weeding for weeding, or whatever the kind of work is, as long as the season is the same, you're good to go. However, lo yomar chareish imi begarid vani achareish imcha birviya. You come and help me plow my fields during the summer, and I'll come back and help you plow your fields during the winter. Why? Because it's easier to plow, and when you come back in the winter, you'll be paying back a harder duty than the person paid to you. And now for another type of interest. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Yesh Rebit Mukdemet, Yesh Rebit Mukheret. There are actually two other types of interest. early interest and late interest. Ketzad, how do these interests work? So you remember that during the loan period, the lender can't get any special treatment from the borrower. The Mishnah stated where you can't rent from the borrower at a cheaper price, etc. You simply can't take favors from the person because it looks like that's interest being paid on the loan. So too, Natan Einav Lilavote Menu, Vayam Shaleach Lo Omer Bishvil Shetalveini, Zehi Ribit Mukdemet. So let's say you want to borrow money from a guy. So you send him a nice little box of chocolates. You say, thanks so much because I really want a loan for you, and hopefully these chocolates will go a long way to making you sympathetic to loaning me money. Now, theoretically, it's obviously a favor that's being asked for the loan, but since the loan hasn't started yet, you would say, therefore, ribit can't apply. But in fact, ribit interest can apply, or at least rabbinic interest can apply, and that's called early interest. That is, the interest paid back even before the loan starts. On the other side, so let's say you borrow money from a guy and you pay him back all of the principal, obviously no interest since interest is usher, but you paid him back the principal. And at the time that you sent him back the principal, I know that it was a big deal that you loaned me money because you weren't able to use your money. They were batel, they were essentially nulled for you as long as I had them in my pocket, and therefore I want to give you this gift along with the return of the principal. Zuhi riba ma'acheret, you can't do that. Even though the loan is actually over at this time, nonetheless it's clear that the favor is being done for the loan, and that smacks of ribit, of interest, and it cannot be done. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh ribit dvarim, there's actually ribit that can be done with words, such as, lo yomar lo, the borrower should not say to the lender, daki ba ish ploni makom ploni. You should be aware that such and such a guy is coming from such and such a place. There are various ways to explain what this means, but the simplest way to explain, the one I'm going to go with, is you can't give somebody inside information. You can't give somebody a hot stock tip or let somebody know that something's going on. Even a favor, even though it's not money, it's just a verbal favor, but since it winds up being a favor and it's a result of the fact that a person loaned you money, you cannot do that.